Welcome to the We Leaders podcast, where leaders share how to leave a legacy that makes history. I'm your host, Elena Fulvio. As a 13-time world record-holding skydiver and Olympic development athlete, psychic intuitive, and former Silicon Valley in-house talent advisor for some of the most legendary leaders and successful companies in history, there is a new bar being set for leadership. They're called We Leaders. What this means for you on this show, We Leaders will show up for you and bring their unapologetic truth, most successful strategies and mindsets so you can level up. We share from our shoes so you can walk in them. Here, the only rules are authenticity, respect, and being in service of every human having the lives they want. Join the movement. Welcome to the We Leaders podcast. Now let's go make history. Hi, welcome to the We Leaders podcast. I'm so excited to be coming to you today. I really had a strong message this morning, and I share on this podcast psychic messages that I get based off universal happenings, and as well as when things start to happen in sequence, I know that that's what the world needs. I know that's what the message that needs to get out there. And what came at me this morning very intensely in a great way was authenticity. And that's what I want to talk about for the next, let's say 20 minutes, 30 minutes is authenticity. And I would actually dare you. So I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to dare you to look inside yourself while I'm sharing, while you're listening to this from your chair, from your car, from wherever you are, from the beach in Maui. Wherever you are, is look inside yourself to see, are you being your authentic self in all places of your life? Because I'm sure you're not. Because to be quite honest, when I got dressed this morning, I thought, oh, I should put on something really nice. But I felt like wearing these earrings. And I thought, not for the podcast. That's not the way that's supposed to go. And then I started to lose a little bit of stuff, a part of myself. And so what that means for you on this episode is really, I want to dig deep into why we do what we do, right? I have an acronym. So you are by far the most important piece of the puzzle of your life, right? And a lot of times we make other people the most important piece of our life, right? That's inauthentic, right? People say you're born alone. You're not born alone. You're born to a female. You're born to some form of woman that produced you. But you are on your own journey by yourself. So the acronym that I've produced, which is you, is yourself, opportunity, and unknown. So when it comes to authenticity, when we give away our power and we allow others to seep into our mind and our heart space and our thoughts and our spirit, and we create inauthentic stories and inauthentic reasons why we shouldn't be just who we are, that we're just, it's not quite good enough. We're not going to be received. I was having a back and forth with one of my lawyers this morning, and I thanked her. I've never met her in person. Actually, I've never talked to her on the phone. And I thanked her and I said, just thank you so much for being who you are, for being authentic. And I really feel seen by you and understood. And you're really just human to me, right? I mean, she's an attorney. So she could be what an attorney is supposed to be, right? And she replied back and she's like, thanks for seeing me. I really try. And I wrote back and I said, you don't have to try. I said, I see you. I get it. I said, I'm actually one of the ones that is one of the oddballs out there that is striving for my authenticity in every moment. And I live in my authenticity in many of the moments, right? But I also struggle with the conversation. And so for you, what conversation in your life do you have with yourself, and where do you sacrifice, or where do you give up your authenticity, your authentic true self, yourself, right? Because inside of giving up yourself is you're giving up opportunity to live the life that you want, right? So opportunity is only handed to those who take it. You can take it. You have two hands, hopefully majority of you, right? But you have two hands. In a perfect world, you have two hands. You have authenticity in the space of opportunity or no authenticity? We all know what we would choose, what we would like to choose, let's just say. But would you really choose that? Would you really choose to be your true authentic self in the workplace? What if people knew everything about you? What if they knew? What if you wanted to wear these to work and you really shouldn't? And we play parts. We play parts in our lives where we give up ourselves. And there's sometimes that that's perfectly fine. We like to play that part. But there's other times that we become even unknown to ourselves when we play those parts. So for her to say, it's so nice to be seen, is that there's a disconnect between who she's really being and how she feels that she's received. And she's never told. She said, no one ever tells me that. No one ever sees me. And I thought, how sad is that, that we're walking around this planet being inauthentic creatures and we're human beings, are supposed to be our authentic self. And yet, not only are we questioning and wondering if our authenticity is good enough, but we're also wondering, am I seen? Should I really do this? And the try that she said, that meant that it was just hard for her. In a world where there isn't gratitude, it makes it all much more difficult. For me, I took a leadership course. I started leadership courses, you know, back in my early 30s. And I realized, I thought I was an acknowledger. I really thought I was an acknowledger. I thought, I tell people I care about them. I tell people what I think about them. And I was a smidgen of what I am now. Because actually we sat next to each other with a partner and they acknowledged me by not even knowing me. And I couldn't even take it. I couldn't take the acknowledgement. And what was that? That was me hiding my authentic truth from somebody, from myself first and foremost, which meant all that opportunity, all the greatness that I was born as, everything that I am, everything the world needs me to be for it, because we're all unique. We're all individuals. We all bring something. We're born with, and I believe this, we're born with a spirit. We're born with unique gifts. Nobody's the same. But yet we choose our inauthenticity as our own leaders, right? Because this is not about in the workplace leadership. This is about human leadership, your leadership towards others, others towards you, me towards you. So what I really like you to look at right now and take a moment is where you're sacrificing yourself and what you give up as a leader when you're inauthentic is transparency, vulnerability, and integrity. I had an experience this past summer with a leader who I respected for a lot about who he was, but consistently what came out of his mouth was not what happened. And I thought, it's just out of integrity. It doesn't work. Because I couldn't be my authentic self with someone who's out of integrity. And I actually don't think the people are just born out of integrity. I think they choose to be out of integrity. You have a choice. So it could potentially have been that he wasn't willing to be vulnerable enough to be authentic, to be transparent, to have integrity, to allow me to be my authentic self, which then squashed me. It put out my fire. And it actually put out the fire of a bunch of people around him. And it will continue that way. And he's not wrong. He's not bad. It's just more of, I'd like you to look for yourself for a moment and question. Not to beat yourself up, because actually one of the challenges in my life is that I've really needed to work on beating myself up. If I did something wrong or if I stepped on someone's toes, and most people wouldn't think so. I'm an outgoing person. I'm actually an introvert extrovert. People think I'm a pure extrovert, which is very much not true. I have to go back in and rejuvenate. But if I just act as if I'm an extrovert and play and I'm a puppet and I allow myself to be puppeted by the world, that I'm so inauthentic to myself, that the unknown becomes me. The unknown becomes you. You ever been in a moment where you weren't your authentic self? You weren't vulnerable, transparent, and in integrity. And it's like, you didn't even know who you were. You just thought, God, like, who is this person? Like, why would I do that? Like, think for a moment. Think for a moment where you were. Think for a moment what you gave up. What opportunity to be your authentic self did you give up? Really just, and if you're resisting looking at that, you're being inauthentic. And you're being inauthentic is because your greatness is right behind your resistance to look where you're being inauthentic to the world around you. And first and foremost to yourself. Because all that opportunity, all the opportunity of you, yourself, opportunity in the unknown, that's the only place that we play is in the unknown, to be quite honest. Every moment, I just had this conversation on one of my courses, I empower female solo travel. And we are constantly being invited to be who we truly are. Let me say that again. I'm not sure who quoted that, but it wasn't mine. And I read that somewhere and I thought that's beautiful because, and I call myself the momentist. In 2009, when my husband died 2 weeks after we got married, every moment to me was palpable, and it's still the same way. It was just the same way. And so we're invited in every moment to be exactly who we are in our authenticity. And the only way we're going to get to be that is if we're transparent, vulnerable, and integrity with ourselves. That's the only way. Where are you giving up offering the world your greatness? Where are you giving up? Where are you in the space of, wow, I really want to be seen, but yet you're not allowing the world to see you. You're hiding in the unknown. You're becoming an unknown to your own self. Like, that's what the world's waiting for. That's what the world is just hoping. And I believe in universe. For those of you who do or don't, I believe in universe. When we connect to our truth, the universe conspires to propel us. Ever felt that where you just let it all go and you said, I'm gonna give it up to whatever, and you're authentic and you just go for it and you just feel this, it's like this push, this wave that just, it's like this wind behind you and you feel like lighter and more driven and more joyous and probably more in gratitude. And I'll bet that you are far more in gratitude to other people when you're in that moment. So why live anywhere else? And I thought when I sat on those chairs with that woman and she said to me, you know, she acknowledged me for everything that I was, and I had spoken in front of the room and she acknowledged me for sharing my story authentically. And then she just kept getting deeper. And I thought, I'm scared to be seen. I'm scared to be seen for my own self because I don't, my story is that I don't want people to think that I have an ego, because I don't. I think that, and I'm really working on how to be vulnerable with myself, how to be transparent with myself. Like, the most precious commodity as my own leader, as your own leader to yourself, for yourself, opportunity, and in the unknown is authenticity. That is by far the most precious commodity. Now, looking in business as well, I have had very few direct managers and bosses in my world that I've thought have been truly authentic. And it's been very hard for me because I thought, why can't we just wash away all this inauthenticity and this resistance and this confusion and just be authentic? Because if we are, everything's a lot easier. We're being who we're meant to be. Because in every moment we're invited to be that. But every moment that we're not, we're stacking and stacking and stacking on top of that inauthenticity and out of integrity. And we're killing off vulnerability, which is one of the most precious, precious things that you can be to yourself and be to others. And looking at that space, going back to that moment that you thought about where you lost yourself, where you didn't even know yourself, You said, what am I doing? You might not have said it out loud, but you said it in your head. We all have. What am I doing? And you can feel it in your body. You can feel that you're not being your truth. Your core, sometimes it feels rigid. My lungs and my heart, everything just gets really, really rigid sometimes. Or sometimes I just feel like it's just like muck and yuck inside. Your core has to be strong, which means it has to be in your truth. The only way you can step into the moments as a momentist, I invite you to become a momentist with me. I invite you to become someone who sees your life in moments. And in every moment you have a choice. And the greatest gift that you can give to yourself is authenticity, because you are you and only you. And if you hide behind something that's not you, the world is not offered your greatness. You as the leader the world needs, honestly. And I'm not talking about business. The world needs leaders who rise to the occasion with all of their perfectly imperfections and say, I am authentic, and I am inauthentic, and I commit to you to be authentic, and I'll give you vulnerability and transparency and integrity, and I'll bring gratitude. I had to really be confronted with my own authenticity about 10 years ago. I didn't have to be, but I was. And I was really confronted for a few years. And I can say that throughout my life, like, I was authentic in many ways, but I still was totally out of integrity by hiding. Like, I have 13, like, I have, you can see the skydiving picture. I have 13 world records in skydiving. I have 3 state records and numerous other records as well. I have never mentioned that in business and put it out there until this year. Some people knew that worked with me, but I never put it out there because I never thought that, I think, especially with the skydiving aspect, it was like, oh, you're an adrenaline junkie. You're just, she's unruly or whatnot. And actually it has nothing to do with that. It actually takes a lot of skill, a lot of authenticity, a lot of hard work, a lot of time. And I'm not a master, but to be in mastery of skydiving is something to commend. And I have a lot of friends who do that. And I just this year started to get very transparent about it. And I felt my authenticity come out. And then things around me started growing. Have you had that? Have you had that moment where you chose authenticity? You said, screw it. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to wear the earrings that I like today. I'm going to wear my mala. I'm going to put my hair the way I want to, not the way I think it should be. Or I'm going to dress the way I want to, or say what I want to say, or do what I want to do versus what I think should be done. What's that moment like for you? How does that feel for you? Take a moment and think about a moment that you chose you. You chose yourself in authenticity. You took the opportunity in authenticity, and you played in the unknown, because that's all life is. And authenticity. I'll bet you a bunch of you are smiling, because I know when I do this exercise, I smile a lot. Authenticity rocks. Authenticity is the way. Authenticity clears away the killing off of people's passions, the killing off of the greatness of other people, of the division of humans, authenticity does not allow there to be a distinction between yourself and other. And that's what happened with my attorney agent this morning. There was no distinction between her and I. And I wrote her that specifically. And I said, thanks for seeing me. You have from the first email. She's treated me exactly as a human-centric being that loves me, cares for me, is transparent, is open, is kind, is in integrity, and truly authentic. And she did it without me having to ask her. And on that last email, I thanked her. I said, thanks for allowing me to be seen. And it's nice to know there's someone else out there who's doing the same. I said, you don't have to try. It's the same for you. It's the same for you. The world is calling for you to step up as the authentic leader that you are, for yourself, for the people you love, for the people you don't even know, for the people across the world that are waiting for the ripple effect that you are going to make by your authenticity. The world is waiting for you. And if you've done it, keep going. And if you slip, give a little smile to that. I realized when I became a widow at 34, I was very hard on myself to try to get through it. And I'll also tell you one thing, never tell a widow, just get over it, or it'll just get better. It's not really the way that it works. It takes something, whatever age you are, to lose a love of your life. And I was quite hard on myself when I felt myself slipping back, because when it happened, I lost all emotion. A friend of mine said I was gray, and that's how I felt. And I slipped backwards in my mind. And I would get so mad at myself. Why? Because you felt happiness for a moment, Elena. Why not? Why can't that just remain? That's your fault. And I wasn't kind to myself and easy on myself to understand that the waves of life happen. And it's what we do in the moments as a momentist, where you get to live in your authenticity or not, is where your ripple effect will be felt. You make one every moment of your life. You make a ripple effect. What kind do you want to make? An inauthentic one or an authentic one? Do you want more people to know that they can be authentic because of you? Or do you want more people to feel a lack of passion and personal drive and wonder why they're not being seen because of you? You're too great to be that other person. Anybody listening to this, you're way too great to hide in inauthenticity. Way too great. And it's far more fun to play in authenticity. Play there. Try it out. Try something out that you think that you're going to get snapped on. Just do it. Who cares? It's your life. Don't do something. I'm not talking about anything negative. So I just got the message that I needed to be clear on that. That is not, I'm not saying be authentic and go do something mean or negative to somebody. That's not what I'm talking about. You might be angry at somebody and you want to get them back. And that's called vindictiveness. That's not authenticity. Authenticity does not breed vindictiveness. Authenticity is love. Authenticity is truth. That's what authenticity is. Authenticity is how you were born. And you weren't born with all the negative things that you have within you. And everyone has the same ones, and everyone has different ones. Like, I'm not vindictive. I don't have it in me. I can't do it. I can't lie. It doesn't work for me. But I have other things that I work on. What are yours? And those are your inauthenticities that you just made up stories about that you needed to be. Just try it. Just if there's someone that you care about, go be vulnerable and tell them you care. If you want to, I know it might sound funny, but some people even, I have a coaching program. I coach women on how to live in their truth. And it sounds generic, but it's not. It's very intricate. And we go through the blueprint that I have created to walk them through a process of being in survival to arriving at love. Because when you're in survival, you're not authentic. And you can be aware of something, but you're still in authenticity. They say awareness is the is the beginning of growth, and it is. But it's like saying knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is your opportunity to create power. And the way you create that is through action. You can't hope that you're authentic. You can't hope that you're an authentic leader. You can't hope that, you know, you're not squashing other people's lives by your inauthenticity. You can't hope that, you know, you're just kind of trying to be your truth and hope that other people get it. It doesn't work that way. You either are or you're not, one or the other. And that's like with my attorney. And I'll wrap this up because today really had me understand in just the moment. Again, I get very inspired by these moments that it's in our inauthenticity where our life is lost, where our core dies, where the people around us, their core dies because of our inauthenticity. I am more alive when I've never talked to her on the phone. And every time we go back and forth, I become more alive. Do you have those people in your life, by the way? Maybe you talk to them on the phone, maybe you don't, but you just light up inside. There's something about that. You're resonating on a soul level, on a spirit level of a resonant authenticity. Go do more of that. Go have gratitude. Go. I challenge you and I dare you. I dare you to go tell three people today that you're not even that close to and give them gratitude. The littlest of things. Maybe you got on a phone today with a customer support agent and they did a good job. Ask to talk to their manager and tell them directly and tell that person directly. When you check out at the store, thank that person, but thank them. Don't just say thank you and walk away. That's not gratitude, and that's not authenticity. that's just doing what you're told, and that's not a leader. What we need are more we leaders like you. We need you to step up and in into a we leadership where the world feels your ripple effect of authenticity, where they get to live within your sphere and they get to make the ripple effect that is authentic to them. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you've shown up. I'm grateful for you that you've listened. You've taken the time to envision, to sit in the uncomfortable questions that I've asked and to sit in the positive ones that brought out the opening of your chest and your soul and your smile. I'm grateful. Because I can't do this without you. This is about you. Go choose yourself. Go get the opportunity that is waiting for you. And go play in the unknown. Go send that ripple effect of authenticity and be the we leader that we all need. Thanks for sharing with me today. I love you. Thank you for showing up and listening to the We Leaders podcast. If we said something today that resonated with you, challenged you, had you lean in just that much more, I would love to hear from you. Connect with me directly at weleaderspodcast.com or email me at connect@pendulumglobal.com. And while you're on the website, make sure to download your free gift. We create one new for you every month. With this podcast, we're building a global community of leaders who want to level up, the leaders of the future. This is a movement. If you know somebody who would benefit from this message, this podcast, or the communities and services that we're creating, share this out using the social media buttons on this page. If you'd like to subscribe, then you can get automatic updates of the new podcast episodes by subscribing on the podcast app on your mobile device. We appreciate you showing up. So if you go to your favorite podcast app and leave us a 5-star review and your authentic feedback and what you want to hear on this podcast, because what this is created for you, by you, so that we can level up together. This is a movement. Join us. Welcome to Creating Your Legacy. Now let's go build history.